You kind of need to hit the button. Did you hit the button?
Yeah.
The following presentation is for mature
audiences.
It's not intended for children.
Be oversensitive or self-righteous gas.
That means you play a lot of porn, probably. You have to have the volume
down. You have to have the volume down at work.
This project is extremely dangerous.
As is my work.
I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
Blew it. Now I'm coming to the Geekery podcast.
Featuring Matt Starnslord.
Yes.
Carol the Cat.
I'm not having sex right now.
The Kitty
Geeker. And Tim. Oh my god!
Time is a straight
progression of course, but this is supposed to be the final neutral part. Oh.
And this is the family-friendly podcast today, right?
Did we tell you we're mature?
Just forgot the memo.
Memo, mature audiences only.
Oh my gosh, Guardians of the Geekery Podcast 76. Kim's here. Before we can even let her take a breath, we're going to dive right into the...
Rapid fire response round.
Brace yourself.
I'm about to ask
crazy.
You a series of questions that you have handpicked yourself, so it's only yourself to blame.
All right.
You have to answer with a single word or phrase. If you don't answer quickly enough, we'll answer for you. The answer often involves
stripper balls.
Oh. Okay. If you couldn't live in the U.S., where would you want to live?
France. Yeah.
Bilbo or Frodo?
Oh my God, Bilbo.
The story of your life would make a better episode for which TV show? X-Files, Star Trek, The Flash, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., or The Walking Dead?
Star Trek.
What is your favorite board game?
Well, I'm bored when I'm playing all of them, to be honest with you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm lame. Trivial Pursuit.
Okay, what movie are you excited to see?
I am very excited about the new Independence Day one coming out soon. Okay. I'm pretty stoked about that.
Who is your favorite Superman actor?
Oh, Superman. I'm not a big fan. Christopher Reeve.
Oh, okay. You're sitting next to Henry Cavill's wife. He doesn't know that
Well,
yet.
She doesn't want me wanting him anyway.
What movie out now do you have no desire to see?
Oh... Gosh, you know what? I have a toddler. I'd probably just give my left arm to see any movie right now.
Barbershop.
Yeah, there's not anything Twilight coming out anytime soon, right? Okay, then I'm probably good. Oh, yeah,
that was great. What TV show would you recommend everybody watch?
Oh, totally. Everyone should be watching Scorpion.
Yeah. Favorite Saturday morning cartoon, past or present?
Dude, like I have a choice. Again, I have a toddler, so we pretty much watch Wreck-It Ralph. Or something Iron Man every Saturday morning.
Yeah. Finish this sentence. Please don't cancel... ..
Oh, please don't cancel Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, yeah. We were talking a little bit about that. Okay, so Kim, we've stuck you out on an island in the middle of the ocean with a tablet with a solar recharger. Mm. What would be your number one book that you would want on there?
The Stand.
How about a musical album?
Ooh, probably The Greatest Hits of The Doors.
Okay. Movie. To watch over and over again.
Jaws.
And really? On an island?
Dude, it is my number one movie. So it's the next island.
Water? Look at that fit. I wonder if that's related. I don't know.
I see you.
And what game that you could play on a tablet?
Oh, probably Bejeweled because... You know, if you're playing with yourself, you need to just play with yourself. You know. Wait, this was the family-friendly version. Never mind.
Your audience only. So you have survived the rapid fire response. You actually had a couple questions we haven't had, like the board game question.
I feel like we get the Superman. Who's your favorite Superman actor every single week?
I feel like Henry Cavill forces that to the top.
Or the card has a bent corner.
20 of those cards in there.
He wants me to talk about it. So Kim, tell us who you are and what the heck you're doing here.
Yeah, so, well, who I am is such a multifaceted answer. you know, but I am, yeah.
We've got 15 minutes left.
And, you know, I'm a mom and a geek, and I actually work for a living at Wells Fargo right here in Charlotte. So,
mm-hmm. Me too.
Got the local connection, all right. But I also volunteer with a student exchange group called CCI Greenheart, and I am here today to... talk to the Charlotte Geeks about geeky exchange students and why they need homes and why everyone should have one. So that's why I'm here today, and I'm excited to do that.
And even though this is your first time on our podcast, this is not the first time we've talked about you on our podcast.
Oh.
You were actually our third place winner for our
very horrible.
I know!
This is the first time we talked about you, let me tell you!
one of our top three winners for the Flash Fiction contest that we did last year.
That was correct.
Where the theme was writing from the point of view of the monster. And your story was read online right here at this very table by Jim Ryan. And so congratulations.
Thank you.
To meet you in
that
person.
That was fun.
You're still trying to get through all the cash you won.
Oh, dude, I mean, I know you told the other ones that there were no prizes, but sweet.
About that.
That sweet pin.
We have a lovely Guardians of the Geekery pin for you.
Sweet. That's what I was looking for.
That's for real. I can give that to you.
Awesome, I'm in.
Okay.
If we have any luck.
No, we do somewhere.
We'll hook you.
All right, but so tell us a little bit about the foreign exchange student program.
Sure. And, I should brought some talking points.
Yeah.
Yes, a whole book.
Oh my gosh.
I had 2 hours. No. Don't worry. It's a bullet point list. It's only
this
one page.
Chapter one. It was a dark and stormy night when the students washed ashore.
Once upon a time. Yeah. No, I just want to make sure. I kind of like to answer all the questions in advance because people are always like, well, I wonder about this. I wonder about that. So firstly, you know, exchange students, you know, what is student exchange? And, you know, basically it's exactly what everyone thinks it is. You've all seen the movies about the hot girls that come from France and live with. No, okay, it's not like that. All right. So exchange students, yeah, no, be still your beating heart, Matt.
16-year-old me was like, woo! not 45.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Oh, no. You've got extra 9 bedrooms, right? So, so bottom line
you
is,
might have
yeah,
an extra four, one a little sooner than you thought.
Oh, couch is looking comfortable. The exchange students come from all over the world. They come to the United States. They stay with a host family, a volunteer host family. I'd throw that right out there. Volunteer host family. You do not get paid. And they stay here for a school semester or two. So, yes, if you are interested in hosting, but you're really scared about committing to a whole academic high school year, you can do one semester, which is normally the first semester. So that's cool. And basically, you are their family for that year.
Oh.
Now, that doesn't mean you're instant mom and dad, because not everyone, you know, wants to be someone else's mom and dad, but you are a host family.
Mm.
And that means the student lives with you, they become part of your household for that year, and hopefully you have a really fantastic experience. Some of the things about hosting that people always ask, you know, right out of the gate is it expensive? My answer is, if you take 2 football-playing boys, yes, you're going to go through some food. But other than that, you know, no, there really are no expenses. You are providing their food for the year, but exchange students come with their own spending money from their real mom and dad.
Oh.
They have health insurance. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
They attend your local high school. And by the way, I'm already in with the high schools in Sharmec and Cabarrus County. So,
okay.
You know, and, you know, some of Gaston County, too, as well. So no problem there. And, you know, bottom line is, you know, the only expense to you is that food, the room and board. They ride the bus to school.
Mm.
So, you know, don't have to worry about too much transportation up front. They are catching the school bus. And, you know, it's a fun experience. After a couple months at school, they're making friends and they're catching rides with people. I'd say most of the commitment is right up front when you might have to show them around the town a little bit and drive them to some extracurriculars. But after a while, they've made friends and they've settled in, and it's not a big deal.
Cool.
Now, the reason I wanted to talk to the Charlotte Geeks about it, though, is because, as many of us know, having probably been chosen last for sports and things like that throughout our life. No.
last night?
Yeah. Hey, you know, your sports here at home are between you two. Okay?
Oh,
talking about exchange student sports.
Hey, chosen last.
Don't get me started.
Makes you wonder who was first.
Always me.
Always me.
Oh! Good answer. I'm a gentleman.
No, not to sound, I will not be posting this podcast on my exchange student page. But
sorry.
Yeah, no, there are 2 subsets of exchange students that have a harder time finding homes. They are the geeky student. Because for some reason, host families, no matter how nerdy they might often be themselves in their heart of hearts, they always go for that extroverted, blonde, brawny Swede, you know, or the cute French kid, or, you know, whatever, because in their mind, like, that's an exchange student. But there are plenty of exchange students out there that aren't those, you know, sporty, extroverted, boy next door types. Yet we do have guys that are into robotics. and who are into, they call it, I think they don't want to scare host families, so they call it indoor games. We all know that's video games. Come on, we all know what an indoor game is. It's not Twister. It is Xbox. Okay. You know, and I think host families see those things, and they think, oh, this is going to be an introverted kid, and they're going to have a hard time finding friends, and I think that's going to be hard on me. But I think geeks understand. Like, geeks know that when an exchange student is playing on the Xbox, he's actually talking to, like, 50 people.
Right.
You know, in his headset. If he's getting together, you know, a tabletop RPG, that's actually a lot of interaction and a lot of socializing. You know, geeks aren't driven to get out there always and be totally out in the outdoors. They actually like watching movies and reading books and, you know, doing things on their computer. And there's, we understand that there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that a geeky family would not have expectations for an exchange student that these poor kids can't necessarily meet because, you know, they're the nerdier ones. They're the quieter ones. Then the other subset that has a really hard time finding homes are Asian students, but especially Asian boys. We actually don't understand this phenomena. And it is like this and has been like this for years. I think people just assume that the Asians are going to be quiet, that the English is going to be bad, and English can be a little problem from time to time. But they're not. I mean, they're just like every other kid. They come in here, you know, they like sports too, they like games, they like movies, they like making friends. They just happen to be from Japan or China. But I also thought, you know, geeks, I think, would embrace Asian culture a little more openly than others because we do like, you know, manga, and we like, you know, Asian-based card games and Japanese games, and, you know, we love anime. And superheroes and cons and comic cons and things like that. And I think that we're ready to embrace Asian culture as a subset of humanity, the geek, you know, better than some host families. Because frankly, if their kid's not into it, then they don't quite understand it themselves.
Right.
So I'm here to definitely implore that people who are nerdy at heart will let these kids not be chosen last for the first time in their life. You know? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we all know how that feels. Let these kids... It is so sad, you guys, at the end of the year, right before school is about to start, and there's always this group of kids that haven't been picked yet.
Oh.
My husband and I almost never choose a student until the end because we take one of the leftovers. So I'm sick of these kids being left over.
Yeah.
So I really just wanted to talk to your audience, which is also, you know, my clan as well, and say, can we not let that happen this year?
Let the football player be chosen last.
You know, come on, let him see that it's not all about the muscle. I mean, I like to have a few of those around to look at. Let's not be, you know, ridiculous. You know, but, I mean, come on, you know.
So let me ask you some of our questions.
Yeah.
So
are they? Can we get them to mow our lawns and do our yard work for us?
That was not an actual question,
but I'll answer it.
That is a question.
I will answer it as part of the family. Everyone pitches in. You know, these are not guests in your home. They're here to be part of your family. Now, I mean, that means everyone takes turns, Matt. Takes turns.
I don't take turns.
Except Mama. Mama's not happy now.
That was my next
happy
question.
Happy future wife, happy life.
Yeah, exactly. So my question would be similar, but different. So obviously Matt and I are about to be married, but we don't have kids, nor do either of us functionally... naturally, organically expect to grow any. And if we do, that will have to be a phenomenon that maybe Asian geeky animaniac can explain for me. But, but do you have to be a family to have a kid?
You do not, actually. Hmm. Just about anybody can host. You can be married. You can be domestic partnership. You can be a same-sex couple. You can be single. Oh. It can be grandma and grandpa. Anyone can host. It's all about finding the right kid for your family. A couple things about hosting too. A kid doesn't have, if you do have kids, you don't have to have them to host. If you do have a kid, the exchange student can share the room with the kid. They don't have to have their own room. They do have to have their own bed, but they don't have to, they don't have to have their own room. You know, siblings share bedrooms all the time. This is completely normal and acceptable. And people who are single, depending on the on the gender comparison between the student and the host parent. You know, sometimes they can only host like same sex student, or they have to host two, depending on the situation. But like when I was single before I married my husband, I only like hosting boys for the most part, because frankly, the girls always clog the drains with like their 3 foot hair. So I
tell me about a girlfriend.
I don't know. I told you I'd cut it short.
I don't want no short hair. No, but except yours. I enjoyed like hosting boys better for whatever reason. I just got along better with them, so I always took two, because at the time I was single, and you know, you're being careful. But if I had taken a girl, and which I did several times, because I'm not really not like hosting girls, I promise, then yeah, I could just host one. So you know, there is a student, you know, for everybody out there. There are truly 100 reasons that people can say no. But I really hope people will find a way, you know, to say yes. It's a voluntary thing. If you do own a home, by the way, you can host if you're renting. But if you own your home, there is a tax deduction that you get for hosting an exchange unit. Yeah, it's a charitable organization. So, and then, you know, another thing that I wanted to let you know about CCI Greenheart, which is the company that I'm working with to find homes for exchange students. They have a mandatory volunteer component for the kids before they come over. Uh-huh. So you're getting kids who know that when they get here, that they are going to have to volunteer and dig in and kind of give back to the community as a thank you for opening up the schools and the homes. So you know with this agency that you're getting kids that have the right mindset when they get here. And by the way, by volunteering, I mean they could be helping with tickets at the Geek Gala. You know,
we'll take a baker's dozen.
So volunteering at churches, you know, clean up. So,
mobile lawn for us.
There you go. Yeah, you can donate your time every Sunday. So it's really, really good.
That's fantastic.
And, you know, I'm sure you have some more questions, but I did want to throw out there that only for Charlotte Geeks, because I love geeks, I am actually going to really try to inspire people to host. So I wanted to let everyone know that the first two families that host an exchange student coming from the Charlotte Geeks referral will each get a $100 gift card either to Target or to Publix in case they want either food for the exchange student or maybe to buy a new comforter or something. But I'm also going to buy their Geek Gala tickets, including for their exchange student.
Oh, my goodness.
If they want to take them, unless they want a date night and the kids got to stay at home, which is fine. That's fine, too. You know, so I just wanted to let you know about that. And, you know, I'll provide you with links and stuff like that. And if I can post it on the Muggle Marketplace, that would be great. And of course, you know, exchange students, I've been hosting them for a dozen years. I've hosted over 30 kids total. Wow. My husband loves it. I think I told you a little story, or I started to tell you a story, but you wouldn't let me. I actually met my husband for the podcast.
Yeah. That's what I always say.
That's right. No, I met my husband through an exchange student, and it actually has a total nerd tie-in. My exchange student was a geek, because that's what I gravitate towards. And he was playing Warhammer 40K down at a games workshop.
Okay.
And, you know, he started catching rides home with a friend. It never occurred to me that this friend might be old enough for me to marry, but, you know, it was a friend, you know. So I said, oh, it's your birthday coming up. Why don't you invite your friend to come for dinner? So he invited Andrew over for dinner. And I said, oh, I think I'm going to make him my friend.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome.
And now we have a child.
Wow.
You know, and one of the other cool aspects of hosting is that you end up with, you know, family, I consider them family, all over the world. And when my husband and I go to Cabo and we go to Paris, a free place to stay. Because, you know, their family becomes your family. And you get to tour the town with a local. There's nothing like touring those places with a local, because they know where the dollar cervezas are in Cabo, which is a really good thing to know. And you know, and when you're, you know, traveling the metro with a native French speaker, no one gives you any guff, you know. So I said, there are also other benefits that are long reaching.
Usually, how old are the students that you take in?
They are between the ages of 14 and 18. They can turn 18 once they get here. They have to be just shy of 18 before they arrive.
Okay.
And they have to be very close to turning 15. When they arrive. But they go to an American high school, I or someone else in the community helps you with all of that. You don't have to worry about figuring out how to navigate the high school and enrolling them and picking classes. Someone helps with all of that. You are basically there to be their family. Also, there's other community things. Don't say no because you've got a vacation scheduled in October. If you can't take the kid with you, if you can't afford to take the kid with you, or you've already got this, you know, trip planned, you don't have to. This kid has their own spending money, number one. They can pay their own way if they really want to go. Number two, I'm here. There's other friends in the community. There's other families. And the kid can stay there for the week or two that you're gone. It's not a huge deal. So, like I said, there's a 100 reasons to say no, but there's just as many to figure out a way to say yes. You just have to invest a little bit of time.
How did you get involved with this to begin with?
I was the philanthropic chair for Charles Schwab when I lived in Arizona, and they asked me to, you know, start volunteering to try to help, you know, find exchange student homes, and I stuck with it. I've been doing it for forever, and I also, you know, wherever I moved. When my husband and I lived in Richmond. We met in Richmond, Virginia, actually. When we moved to St. Louis with Wachovia, you know, that whole drama. Yeah. I've worked for 9 companies, and yet I've never changed jobs. I don't know what's going on. Now that we're back here with Wells, I just stuck with it because it's very mobile. I mean, if you guys know people in other cities and other states who want to host, pass it on. It may not be me who works with them, but somebody will. You know, it's pretty cool.
I love it. Yeah.
Cool. So where can we find you on the interwebs?
It's CCI Greenheart is the name of the company. So if you were to search Exchange Student Greenheart, you would find us.
Okay.
But it's Greenheart, G-R-E-E-N, is there an E at the end?
Yep, like a green heart, one word. And so it's CCI-Greenheart.com. No. Wait. Yes, that's right. Where do I work? And the email, if you just wanted to email me, is hosthwithgreenheart@gmail.com.
Okay.
And if you allow, I'll post it on the Muggles Market.
Muggles Market is something different.
All right, well, wherever you want it posted. There's a couple
there's
different places.
The Charlotte Geeks virtual marketplace. That's it, yeah. You're more than welcome to post it there. And after we post it, of course, you know, we'll post the link there. But also, the Muggles Market is part of the Geek Gala.
Oh, that's right. You can go and buy
fabulous handmade stuff.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so, which we're working on that today. Yeah. Some more applications. Yeah. The girl, Wanda, that's been helping me look at all the different applications says, I'm going to be so broke after the Geek Gala. Yeah. But, and what is your deadlines for applying for hosts? Because it sounds like
great
you said
question.
End of the year, right?
Yeah, great question. Mm-hmm. So, technically, you know, exchange students can be placed in homes probably as late as the first week of August or so.
Okay.
Schools hate that. Schools really like to know in advance who's coming so they can prepare teachers. And schools are actually really helpful. They try to get them onto sports teams even though they've probably missed tryouts. You know, they really work with us with exchange students. Okay. So the sooner the better. Truly, the sooner the better. Because that also gives you as a host family time to start emailing and getting to know your student and building that rapport. You're inviting someone from a different culture into your home. So the more barriers you can break down before they get here, you know, the better. And you can start making plans and having fun. You would be surprised at the silly little things that are novel and new to an exchange student. I'll never forget like giving a guy from Ecuador his first corn dog. And he was like, what is this? And he bites it. Heavenly. What is this heaven? And I'm looking, and then I go to his country and visit him, and he offers me a guinea pig on a stick. I kid you not. They call it cooey. It's their national food. I'm like, yeah, cooey's a pet in my country. That's not happening. But, you know.
Cooey is ooey.
Yeah, cooey is ooey. But you learn a lot. So, yeah. So the sooner the better, just to make sure the schools are on board. Again, I can put 3 kids in every school in Charlotte, Cabarrus County. Gaston County is a little tighter, so if you live in Gaston County, it's literally like the next 2 weeks or never. So they're really, really pressing. Wow.
Which may or may not be how I may have to do this as a bonus episode. Just gonna put that out there.
A bonus. But yeah, so thank you. I appreciate it. And if you have any more questions, let me know.
That sounds great. Any questions from anybody that I didn't get to ask?
No.
They will not mow the lawn every day.
Okay. Not every day.
All right.
But I'll tell you what, they'll do their own laundry and they can cook their own food.
Can they come for like the second semester? So could you like in September decide to host somebody from January on?
Sure, like later in the year, they do come out with the students who are wanting to come for first semester only. Yeah. Not every school will take those kids. They kind of like them to have that full year experience. But I think Charmac schools would probably be a little relaxed about it. There aren't as many, and almost all of them are from South America. Just because those kids have a different school year cycle than we do.
Okay.
So so Brazil, if you like the kid from Brazil, that'd be a great time to have one come.
All right.
Yeah. Cool. But yeah. But hey, I'm focusing on my nerds and my Asian students. So. But you can have one from anywhere. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Are we ready?
Yes, I'm pushing the button.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Kilstoffer. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.